Having your car towed is a pain. Having your car towed by an infamous towing company in Chicago that has terrorized motorists for half a century, a pain all its own. This week, Chicago drivers honked sighs of relief when the state revoked Lincoln Towing's license and demanded the company immediately cease operations. From member station WBEZ, Susie Ahn has the story, and as you'll hear, Lincoln made one aggrieved driver so angry she refused to use profanity.
Lincoln Towing Service is one of the biggest towing companies in Chicago, with about 20,000 parking lot contracts. Here's what some customers had to say about them.
A rather large tow truck ran through the intersection, full speed, red light, and if anyone had been there, they would have been obliterated.
I have two tenants of mine that had their cars towed. I drove them down to the tow center, and I paid for each of their vehicles.
I received vulgarities and told that if I wanted my vehicle multiple times that I was going to have to effing pay. Excuse my language, I refuse to use profanity.
That was Christine Price, Brian Richards, and Abby Amy testifying before a Chicago City Council committee in 2016 about Lincoln Towing. William Rankin helped lead the charge against the company. He's a retired school principal who owns a commercial building on the city's north side. He hired Lincoln Towing to manage his small lot, but he claims they hauled cars away without his permission. In one incident, he had let an elderly neighbor who was undergoing cancer treatment park behind his building. Lincoln took away his car.
It was winter time. The snow was about a foot and a half, 2 feet deep, and he had to get on two buses to go down and retrieve his car and, of course, pay the $200 and some they charged him.
Rankin says the company promised reimbursements, but the checks didn't come.
I think that was their modus operandi, too. If somebody complained, they'd make a promise and then just not follow through on the promise. These people were thieves, and there's no other way to put it.
You know it's bad when there's even a song about it.
Tell me away, hey, towed away. We plunder the streets of your town.
That's Linkin Park Pirates, a song written by Steve Goodman in 1972. Attorney Alan Pearl represents Lincoln Towing, and he's clearly not a fan of that song. Here he is testifying before the city council in 2016.
And if you want to get something resolved with Lincoln Towing, don't cite the Lincoln Towing song to me. That doesn't mean anything to me. My client was 10 years old at the time.
Pearl didn't respond to multiple requests for an interview, but in official filings, he defends the company and says it operates lawfully. Since then, the Illinois Commerce Commission has received hundreds of complaints about the company. ICC spokeswoman Victoria Crawford says it found that between July of 2015 to March of 2016, the company made more than 800 illegal tows.
Lincoln Towing Service has not conducted its business with honesty and integrity and is unworthy to hold a commercial vehicle relocator's license.
On Wednesday, the ICC voted unanimously to revoke Lincoln's license. But frustrated Chicago drivers may wait before celebrating. There's a line in the Linkin Park Pirates song that goes, "No one can make us shut down." And indeed, Lincoln Towing is requesting another hearing before the Commerce Commission and has filed a motion in Cook County Court to resume operations. William Rankin says he's willing to continue the fight.
It's eternal vigilance, you know. But I'm an old man. I don't know how for long I'll be around.
For his private parking lot, Rankin no longer works with a towing company. He simply leaves a note on the windshield for parking violators. For NPR News, I'm Susie Ahn.